With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dev. Garfield County announced a new online mental health resource last week to help those struggling during the COVID-19 pandemic. Credible Mind Pro provides tools, assessments, and information through articles, podcasts, and videos.
We know that most of the people who suffer from, you know, mental health issues typically do it on their own. More than 95% of those individuals will reach out online to look for information regarding mental health.
That's Dr. Adam Lee Ford. He works with the Garfield County Sheriff's Office for Peer Support and Behavioral Health. He says all the information on the website is vetted by a wide range of doctors and psychologists.
We know as a user, we are getting the most up-to-date, evidence-based resources and information.
Credible Mind Pro is free for residents on the Garfield County's website. Lee Ford says any information submitted to the website is confidential. Four Pickin County organizations received grants from Colorado's COVID Relief Fund. Aspen Family Connections, Aspen Youth Center, Aspen Hope Center, and Alpine Legal Services were given a combined $94,000. Their efforts include food assistance, educational resources, emotional care, and legal aid. In total, the state distributed $14 million to organizations working on prevention, impact, and recovery efforts. Grants were awarded to organizations in every county in Colorado. Garfield County's government also received $25,000 for food assistance. Nearly 90% of businesses in the outdoor recreation industry have been forced to lay off or furlough employees due to the novel coronavirus pandemic. The Mountain West News Bureau's Noah Glick reports.
Those numbers are according to a survey conducted by the Outdoor Recreation Roundtable, a coalition of outdoor trade groups and businesses. 9 out of 10 businesses said they've had to reduce staff, and close to all are seeing declining sales. Jessica Wall is the organization's executive director. She says the pandemic has affected every facet of the industry, and that will take time to rebuild.
It's not like we were normal and we're going back to normal. It's, you know, we were shut down for 3 months, and now we're going back to a new normal that looks really different than it did in February.
Wall says before the pandemic, the industry had been seeing all-time highs since the Great Recession. But she says there are some positive signs moving forward. For one, sales of RVs, bikes, and fishing licenses are up, so is interest in outdoor rec. Wall says one thing that could help in the short term is if Congress passes the Great American Outdoors Act. That legislation would provide funding for maintenance backlogs and create thousands of outdoor jobs. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Noah Glick.
Colorado oil and gas regulators have adopted new rules they say will better protect groundwater around energy wells. The Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission will now require new wells to have even more metal casing and cement. Additional testing will require that all of the state's 52,000 wells to be pressure tested at least once per year to ensure they are not leaking. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.